state of Alaska is making money basically off of that. And I, you know, it's like a reverse tax. And and it's really the small business people. It's people who are not in groups. And because we don't have HMOs up here, we have this phenomenon of PPOs and these large contracts being written for group insurance from large organizations who ultimately are opting more and more for self-insurance. So my concern there is that we're limiting the number of things we can do. If we could, notwithstanding ERISA, I mean, that's our stumbling block right now. If I thought we could put into place a bill requiring assessments to self-insured groups, I would certainly do it right away. But our hands are tied, so what can we do? Ask for a voluntary contribution? Well, maybe with the state we can, but, you know, that's kind of what's in my mind right now. Anyway, and I think this helps us in our consideration of the big task before us. And where are we on the big task before us? The KK bill?
The KK bill, as I reported, our alternative mechanism is in. We have submitted it. We've met our first deadline. And Senator Drew Pierce is introducing on the Senate side, and I'm hoping that this committee will introduce as a committee the bill on this side. Remember, we have until 1/1/98 to have this enacted, or the feds will do it for us. Our session ends this year in May, so.
I'll just poll the committee members that. Are there any objections to introducing a committee bill?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we'll go ahead and we'll do that.
Thank you very much.
Ms. Director, so. Thank you very much. Any further questions, Ms. Burke, today? Hearing none, then this committee is adjourned.
Thank you.